But also you said that the young people leave. I agree with you entirely. They can't wait to get out because it's, you know...
Well, why? They shouldn't. Because the island is an amazing... If you're a cyclist, a surfer, a sailor or a walker, it is the best place in Europe to be. And yet the one thing most talented people do is leave because they have no choice, because you cannot get higher education. Mm-hmm. You can. Platform One is great for music, and you can do an HND through a wonderful Isle of Wight College, but we need a campus so you can go and do a business course from Manchester University, or paleontology from Portsmouth, or history from Southampton, or whoever's going to accredit us with courses on the island. And we need a choice of courses.
Keep them here.
And we need the option, at least, but not only to keep them here, but also, if you've got somebody, let's say he's doing a history degree in Southampton, why can't he come and live in the Newport Harbour campus for a year if he's got a girlfriend on the island, or if he or she likes to sail, or, you know, they go and ride horses. We've got more riders and horses on the island per head of population than anywhere else in England. We have so many unique advantages. If you want city culture, if you want to be in London, you're not going to want to come to Newport. You're not going to want to go to Cowes.
No.
But if you sail, if you surf, if you cycle, if you walk, if you like riding, it is heaven on earth.
Yes. But what we've lived there permanently the last 10 years, but we've been there 17 years. And the interesting thing is that certainly from the people I talk to people, a lot of them return.
Yeah,
they do come back,
but
they do realise.
30, not 60.
No, I meant younger.
I think in the next few years, the Isle of Wight is going to become the coolest place in Britain to live. And that's because we're going to make changes, we're going to get a higher education campus, we're going to get an amazing art scene, we're going to become the Britain's arts and sciences island, we're going to do really fantastic and creative things with our economy, we're going to protect our green fields, we're going to look after young people and sheltered housing for the older folks as well, and with our housing costs are much more affordable than anywhere in the southeast of England, not really part of the southeast, it's ridiculous that we're there, but, you know, we are more affordable than almost anywhere else in southern Britain, and I think a lot of people are going to pick up on that, and I do think that young people are going to move back to the island, especially if they're in the arts world, especially if they're in the creative industries, because it's a fun and creative place to be.
Totally.
Ventnor were doing amazing things. You know, Jack and Marie down in running the Ventnor Fringe is awesome. We need to encourage that.
Yes. I've certainly spoken to a lot of young men that have come, you know, went as soon as they possibly could because it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
It didn't take them long to realise that we're special.
We are special, but it's actually, I mean, this is why the campus, the great thing about the campus is that for some people on the island, leaving the island is a big step, but also paying tuition fees is a big step, despite the fact there are more poorer people going to university than ever before. It hasn't stopped people, because actually for poorer people, it's still free. Or it's all, you know, you're probably never going to pay back your tuition fees.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, actually, it's a good deal still. But I understand that the solar acts as an extra barrier. So if you had a campus on the island, for the first year, you could live in the campus. So you're living away from home, but you live in our Newport Harbour campus or wherever campus, please God, is going to be. And then maybe for the next year, you'll go to, you know, the University of Portsmouth campus or the University of Southampton. And you'll either like living in the city or you'll miss the island. But you can come and go. So you can choose where you do your course. You can do it on the island or you can do it at the university, be it Chichester or Bournemouth or Southampton or Portsmouth or Winchester or whoever's doing the courses. So you can decide. But so we can get people coming here for a year or two. We can get our people going. But we want to, you know, young people coming and going much more, but the island becomes part of their future and not just somewhere they retire to or not just somewhere they've grown up. And we want that mixture of population again.
Will you have long enough in your first term to get this done?
No, this is 5, 10, 15 years.
So you need to